All right. What I want to deal with today, I took a verse, two or three verses from 1 Samuel. Remember when David had to face Goliath and was not capable in his own strength to come out right. And I think that's a lesson that we have to learn in ministry, because there are giants that you're going to have to face in order to go to the next level. So the Spirit stirred me up to talk about some of these things, some of the giants I faced, and looked like it was impossible for me to make it. But by being consistent and staying with it, I've seen those giants fall with no explanation, but God did it. And so to enhance and advance our ministries, to stop us from drifting, I want to make it possible that we can start shifting and being lifted to another level and not just going around in circles somewhat like. Because of our connection, things should be happening in your ministry, and I want to see to it how to face the giants in ministry. How to face the giants in ministry. Why do I have to face these giants in my ministry, in my life? It's very important to understand that, because you'll never get a full grip of reality upon how much God cares for your ministry and your vision, and how much he'll back you up if everything just goes smooth all the time. I just read these three verses in 1 Samuel 17, after David had taken the challenge. It said in the 48th verse, "And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag," verse 49, it emphasized that it looked like you don't have nothing to deal with. It looks like that which the Spirit of God has said in that situation is not enough. But that's for a reason. So it said David put his hand in his bag and took against a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and it fell upon his face to the earth. Now the stone didn't do it. As you have to understand, the stone didn't do it. And verse 50 says, "So then David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, and there was no sword in the hand of David." Let me tell you how God can work things out. Now I'm going to hit some things here that can advance and enhance your stand in ministry. Number one, to face the giants in life and in ministry, you must strip yourself of depending upon your own abilities and all worldly help. Strip yourself of your own ability and all worldly help, because actually in ministry, the world can't help you. It's the word that's supposed to help you in the situation that you're dealing with. And sometimes, let me back up. What we're doing here apostolically in LTMA is, there's only 12 foundational apostles. They laid the foundation. But the problem is, we almost have a harder job than they had to be pioneers to lay the foundation. We are pioneering now that stuff that has been built on the foundation is wrong. We have to tear it down and rebuild, and we have to put the building before the blessing. You see, the structure that has been built now is on blessing. Men trying to bring their people into blessing, they're trying to get past themselves. But the problem is not the blessing. The problem is the building properly. For instance, I'm teaching on the kingdom of God now. Church membership and kingdom citizenship, they're not the same. Jesus' ministry is based on teaching the kingdom of God, preaching the kingdom of God, and that's where we got to go back. From Genesis to Revelation, we got to preach the kingdom of God. But you're about to strip yourself of depending on how you're going to do it and get before God, just stay before God. And then that odd thing that God might say, that thing you're looking for, a great paragraph or a great sentence, you might say one or two words that actually sound stupid many times. But it wasn't the word stupid. I was stupid. And then the Holy Spirit had to get me to follow orders, do whatever he told me to do, face a giant with a slingshot. So don't think where you are now, you can't make another move. That move is for that place where you are now. It's for a region for you to see how God can move in unreasonable situations. So you must strip of depending upon your own abilities and all worldly help. You're going to be able to face the giant. Number two, you must stop seeing who you are through other people's eyes. If you were trying out to be a grasshopper, when people see you as a grasshopper, it means you seeing yourself as a grasshopper. You remember in Numbers when the 12 spies went out, only two said we were able to do it. And I'm telling you right now, whatever you are in ministry, whatever the next step that God wants you to make, you're well able to do it. But he says, the battle is not yours. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted. So the challenges that we face in ministry, the giants, so-called, that we face in ministry, they're actually our adversary. And on the other hand, they're our friend, because they're letting us know how powerful our God really is. And the stages in ministry, ministry had to go through certain stages that by being wrong on the foundation, ministry have tried to move by principles and other worldly ideas when they need the infinite wisdom of God. So I release on all ministries that under my voice the infinite wisdom of God. When that wisdom is released, when we place our lives and our affairs under the direction of infinite wisdom, everything will be taken care of perfectly. Let me say that again. When we place our lives, our ministry, and our affairs under the direction of infinite wisdom, everything will be taken care of perfectly. So stop seeing yourself through other people's eyes, what they say about you, I went to my barber. There's a book he's reading on philosophy, and the name of the book is "Having Enough Courage to Be Dislike." Having enough courage to be dislike. Now, it's a little philosophy book, but by the same token, the Lord told Joshua, "Be of good courage." Because there are going to be people who are not going to flow with you as they should, but you got to keep moving and keep trusting God. Number three, sometimes your family become your greatest giants, but don't let them stop your dream. Listen, all of y'all know this story. Joseph trusted in God, and he made it through it all, from the pit to prison to the palace. It's one of my most beautiful stories. That boy had a dream. And while we talk about dreams, I had many ministers stood up in my ministry Sunday. I wanted to find out all who Peter were called, and my altar was full. Now, they don't know. And some of them on the line, I'm about to deal with it in the aspect of when God calls you, he gives you a vision, or he puts you in a vision to fulfill until you understand your vision. So when Joseph had that dream kept him through all the stuff he went through. It kept him solid. The same way your vision got to keep you solid. You can't build on the aspect of how people feel or the number of people you have or the number you have not. You got to stick with the dream. Joseph kept trusting God. He made it through it all, from the pit to prison, to the palace. He got through that temptation because he was trusting God. He faced a giant, and he made it. Joshua, number four, Joshua served Moses and faced giant with him. Now God says to Joshua, I'm about to turn your ministry loose. It's a great lesson there. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. Now, the whole book is good, but here we see because Joshua had served Moses and had seen Moses in action, the Lord said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with thee. Stick to what my servant Moses taught you. And see, that's God's divine plan. That's what we're doing here. I've come to a lot of things, experienced a lot of things, went from church membership to kingdom citizenship. My ministry is in dominion in every area. My marriage is in dominion in every area. My finances is in dominion in every area. My health is in dominion in every area. But it didn't happen yesterday. So because of our connection, when I impart to you, when I speak to you, I'm not talking just from reading the Bible. I'm talking from experience. I'm talking from evidence. I'm talking from revelation, manifestation, and demonstration. That is a reality that your ministry is strong, is going to produce, but you got to understand there are different levels that you have to pass the test. If you panic when a giant stand up, the giant know he can whoop you. But you stand trusting God with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. These are not just words. I actually seen these words. What? Trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge him all your ways, and he'll direct your path. This is put on, leave it to God. It does not mean that I don't participate, but in leaving it to God, I'm in total dependency upon him to manifest in my life and my ministry what he told me he's going to do. But I have to cooperate with him. And so I want y'all to stop panicking when things don't go right. Be steadfast, unmovable. If you have to make a change in something, make the change. Actually, Joshua 1:8 is a ministerial prosperity verse, Joshua 1:8. Yes, I use it to teach the body of Christ prosperity, but yet, the other day, the Lord said, you know who I was telling them? I was telling the minister. I was telling the minister. I was telling Joshua how to prosper and have good success in his ministry. So Joshua served Moses and faced giant with him. The Red Sea. You know, that's a giant. Now, number 5, and I don't know what number you're on. The walls that need to be to be built, God will give you favor. Just continue to be faithful. The walls, there's walls that need to be torn down. We'll get to it in a few minutes, but there's walls that need to be built. There's walls around my ministry, there's walls around a lot of your ministry that God has built. And Nehemiah found favor. I mean, a cupbearer of all the insufficiencies. Heard this report about his hometown. Don't have the product, don't have the material to build no wall. You don't know how. But he got permission from the king. And then favor started coming on. Sometimes we got to start doing something if it's of God. Now, a lot of things, let me back up. A lot of hardship in ministry is doing things that God didn't tell you to do. You saw somebody else do it, and you got all the words from them, and you tried to do it, and you have never heard God's voice. Now, that's in your ministry. I want you to go back and look at that and pull that out and watch how your ministry is going to start flowing. So to build a wall, to build what God tell you to build, you don't need to have all the material and all the money and all the people. If God told you to do it, he's going to send that. But you got to take it one step at a time. And here's a little reminder here, too. Also, I think what we missed out there. There's a scripture that helped me. I don't even know where it is right now. But he says, it's about building the Lord's house, then build your house. Now, ministers got it backwards. They're trying to take the Lord's money and build their house, and the Lord's house is not complete. And that's where the struggle comes in. We get ahead of ourselves. And I'm not being negative, I'm being corrected. We get ahead of ourselves, start doing a lot of stuff, and the church is that the work of God is not going like it should go because we're trying to do something else. So we need to take inventory of that, because my success is based on when I built the Lord house first. And then not a Lord house debt-free, my house debt-free, everything debt-free. But you do it in the proper order, proper channel, proper timing, and it'll come to pass. God call you, he'll be with you, it'll come to pass. So build a wall. So building is no problem when the Lord's hand is on it. Nehemiah had no way, earthly way, to do what he did, but the Lord started sending favor to us. Now there are walls that need to fall. Now, you know in the 6th chapter of Joshua, that wall, Jericho wall, and here's a statement I want you to remember. The walls that need to fall, keep marching in God's plan. They are coming down. The walls that need to fall, keep marching in God's plan. They are coming down. As I deal with the giant, you have another giant we've got to face, financial freedom. Financial freedom is being released. Keep passing the test. You see, financial challenges is actually financial freedom. It's freeing you from the system. It's freeing you from numbers to trust him. And the fish mouth, the empty nets, the lad launch, the raven claw. He has so many ways to manifest himself, and he permits us to get in certain spots that we become financially free. When you're financially free, and you know not the amount you have, because that will leave tomorrow. You're financially free when you know that God always going to come through. And in ministry, you got to have that, and you got to move by levels, move by segment, if such a word. And this is very important, what I'm telling you now. I know some of y'all have matured in ministry, but we're building, we're pioneering apostolic government and kingdom dominion. Those things, I'm a kingdom citizen, and I'm called to represent the kingdom. So you'll dominate in those facets. Here's another thing. I mean, obviously, I'm finances on and on. When everything looks like it's going wrong, shout. For everything is about to work out. Don't panic. Don't punk out. But pursue with all your heart. When everything looks like it's a giant, is going wrong, shout. For everything is about to be worked out. Don't panic. Don't punk out. But pursue with all your heart what God told you to do. Go back and read your vision again. Read your vision, because your vision has life in it that's going to keep your ministry going from level to level. No distract also is another aspect of facing the giant. You're always going to have people who try to make fun of you for a season. Until your Goliath starts falling. There are always the people, and the sad thing about it is religion people and other ministry. They'll try to make fun at you, and then there'll come a point that you're going to pass them up, and they can't make no fun anymore. They just got to see you or call or say something else, but they just don't have no other explanation, because God has shifted gear in your life and your ministry. And that would happen to every person who got a calling, has a vision. God will manifest himself, but you've got to take it step by step. You can't start flying until you know how to walk. All right? And you say, you know, someone may say, you know, Apostle, imparting these simple things, that's the thing that will make you grow and develop. It's a simple thing. God is not complicated. If you leave it to God, things will start happening. You trust him with all your heart. And that's what I want you to start doing in your prayer time. Ask God about building. Don't ask him about blessing. Ask him about building. What you want me to do now? What way you want me to turn? And then cast everything else down. cast everything else down that is not in agreement with you. So you're always going to have people who try to make fun of you for a season. Some leave you, and they'll try to make fun at you. Don't panic. Don't get out the chariot to fight the peasant. Stay in the chariot. The chariot trying to take you somewhere. They thought Joseph was not going to make it. His brother, his family. But God and Joseph knew different. I mean, you reading the 39th chapter of Genesis. I think the 39th chapter. Man, this boy go through all this stuff. But he kept saying, but the Lord is with him and called him to prosper. The same thing is for every child of God who's been called in the fivefold ministry gift and given some type of ministry. God is with you and God will cause you to prosper. They thought he wasn't going to make it, but you know, he became the second man in command. The favor trail don't look like favor all the time. Let me say that again. The favor trail don't look like favor all the time. But if you be faithful in what God told you to do, favor will show up in the most unlikely places and time to you. I want you to think about Ruth. It didn't look like it made no sense what she was doing. But God put Ruth in a favor flow when she saw favor nowhere. Her faith led her to her favor and it led her to her boy. I have a statement here, and it's not a high-minded statement, but it's a statement that needs to be made. Narrow dominion is in your face. Proving that if you stay with God again, he always will come through and over for you. I think that the Lord built Word of Life Christian Center, and built the dominion, gave us all his dominion for a reason that when I'm talking to you, you cannot say what he doing. You already know what I'm doing. You already know where it was done from. You already know that I couldn't do it. You already know that I depended on God and God over the years. Now, you're talking about 46 years and the passion for 44. Marriage, 48 years to the same woman. Track record, never had no dishonorable action happening in the ministry on my behalf, you understand? So what I'm telling you is not secondhand information. Now, for a few more minutes, I'm going to take you through some things where you can lean on God heavier. Learn how to lean on God heavier. The first scripture, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Follow that scripture. Follow Philippians 4:6-8. Get rid of anxiousness. Get rid of worry because something not working right. It says, be anxious for nothing. I'm quoting these scriptures. I miss them. Be anxious for nothing. Answer everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and let your request be made known unto God. That's what you have to do. And then our spirit of discernment declares it and experience proves unmistakable that if we trust in God's infinite wisdom, unlimited manifold wisdom, everything will come out no matter how it looks. So it says we must thank and say with a whole of heart and soul that we leave it to God. That we trust God, our ministry. Now, in saying that further down the line, I'm going to share with you, when you say leave it to God, in that study, when I studied that, leave it to God, it doesn't mean that God's going to take over for you. It means that you're going to lean heavier on God, you're going to trust God, and you're going to acknowledge God more. When that happens, listen very carefully. When that happens, there can be neither misstep nor error. At such a time. Wow. Can't be misstep nor out when you're trusting God and depending on God. Remember what Psalm 91:1 says? No ill can come nigh your dwelling when you're trusting on God, no matter what it looked like. Again, infinite wisdom can guide and protect to the utmost. Infinite wisdom. You know, James 1, when all the trials and tests are coming, it says actual wisdom. And you remember Solomon said wisdom is the principal thing. And so ministry wisdom in your prayer time, I want you to ask God to give you ministry wisdom, give you life wisdom, ministry wisdom. You really, you know, about your head not going to be acting out, but you really don't have to spend all that time asking for the material aspect what you need. You just want to know what he wants you to do. When you do that, the best will come to pass, and all things will work out in the most harmonious and most successful manner. And remember I told you about harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. Romans 8:28 also depicts a ministry boasting verse. After the prayer time, you're not normally doing it, talking about like Romans 8:26-28, in the 28th verse, all things work together for good for them that love God, who called according to his purpose. And so your ministry is in his purpose. You just have to have the insight in the 26th verse and the 27th verse give you the mind of the Spirit and the will of God. And in the 28th verse, it talks about the call of God, and it talks about the love of God, and it talks about the purpose of God. So the best will come to pass in your ministry. I can say that to you right now. You stay hooked up, keep doing, the best will come to pass. And all things work out in the most harmonious and most successful manner. But we got to go through these giant attacks. And actually, I said earlier, when a giant hits you, it's time to shout. When you do this, our problem will be solved, and we will accomplish what we have in view. And the view is the vision. We will find what we seek. Our desire will be realized. You know, and I was taught in my early ministry, Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, what things shall you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Then the scripture says, if thou can believe, all things are possible for them that believe. There's no limit to where our ministries can go as we follow the procedure, to follow the progress that God has given us. We will find what we see, and our desire will be realized. Our needs will be provided for. Listen to me. Promptly, adequately, and whatever our activities and aspiration may be, the outcome will be all that we could possibly wish for. The other words, God will come through. And I'm speaking from experience here. What I'm saying, I have lived it and I'm living it. Now, we all know, how long have I been going to, you know, we all know that God is not limited. He's not limited, and he does not postpone his goodness. We have right. James 1:17, mark that scripture. Every good gift, every perfect gift come from above, and the Father of light, in whom is no variation, no shadow of turning. So, and then we know that the psalmist tells us that a wide limit the Holy One of Israel. So there's no limit in God. You got to keep that in your mind. No matter what giant you're facing, you have to say it out loud sometimes. There's no limit in my God, and walk away from him. For this is what happened. We place our lives and our affairs and our ministry under the direction of infinite wisdom. Everything will change for the better. That's what Solomon was working with. Solomon was working with wisdom. Jesus, the Bible says he increased in wisdom. Jesus was working in a wisdom factor, and that's what we got to do in our ministry. When we do that, it is not that you're not going to have this. Troubles and ills will decrease and then vanish completely. Goliath gone. David took him out. Obstacles will be removed and the way clear for the achievement. Listen to this now. Obstacles are there for a reason. Obstacles will be removed and the way clad for the achievements, plural, and the demonstrations, plural, that we have in mind, that God had put in our mind. So the obstacles are there for a reason. There can be no triumph. There can be no victory without obstacles. Adversities will be transformed, and that which was against us will be for us. And that's Romans 8:31, all day long. God for us, who can be against us? The crooked will be made straight, and all our activities will be brought into adjustment with divine law. When I talk about divine law, I think about Romans 8:2, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. Then I think about when Jesus said, love him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, all the law, all the prophet and all the law hang on these two. I think about Galatians 5:22-23, and it tells us about the gifts of the spirit, and not the gifts of the spirit, the fruit of the spirit. And then at the end he said, against such, there isn't any law. So we got it. The Lord didn't put it there for us. We must now. This is a powerful one here. And whatever stuck you in ministry, I'm about to get you out. Whatever place you think you're failing, whatever place you think you're not going to make it, I'm about to pull you out there right now. We'll make a statement, and I'm going to give you a verse, two or three verses. We must place our lives and affairs under the care and the guidance of the Spirit. And I want you to linger at John 16:13-15, because in three times, I think he said that, he will show you. Ministry has to be shown to you, and the Holy Spirit has to show it to you. So anytime there's any drawback in your ministry, slack in your ministry, seem like no doors gonna be open for you, go back to these verses and get in the communion of the Holy Ghost, communion with the Holy Ghost. Let him show you what step the Father wants you to take. And in that, I'm about to give you a point here now, and I want you to listen to all these different aspects of divine guardian. We have sought ways and methods. See, ways and methods. I heard just now, I'm going to produce some things. What you might find, freedom, number one. Peace, number two. Health, number three. Abundance, number four. Harmony, number five. Strength, number six. Light, number seven. Understanding, number eight. Now let me read this to you. We have sought ways and methods in which we might find freedom and peace, health and abundance, harmony and strength, light and understanding. I left understanding and understanding. Ways and methods that have been found. There's one that excelled them all. Leave it to God. Let me give you a scripture. Ephesians 1:17-18, 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Here's what happened. When we leave it to God, we are directed by a power that is absolutely good and always works for the good. Man, there's Romans 8:16 again. We are opening our lives to the one who knows all things. Anything that is good and great and almost good and wonderful may be expected, therefore, at such a time. We're back and use as a foundation scripture there in Proverbs, trusting the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In every aspect of your ministry, go back to those verses. Go back to John 16 there, where the Holy Spirit gives you guardian. Know that obstacles and giants and opposing things are for a reason. It's building. It's building. You can't build muscles without some weight. You cannot build spiritual muscle without some weight or without some disadvantages. You cannot be at peace without seeing God work from that you couldn't handle. It didn't give you peace in every situation. That's why I have so much peace now. Things come up, but I have peace because I've seen God work. Surely all our affairs will be taken care of in the most perfect and most successful manner when higher power come into life, into thoughts, into consciousness, into your faith. Romans 9:1 is a powerful scripture there. Shall prove my life out, my conscience that way with the Holy Ghost. There will be indeed a great transformation when the Supreme take charge, when divine wisdom become our guide and inspiration, when the great light shine through, almost through. I thought I want to stop. I'm going to finish DVD so you can have them and you can apply them in your ministry and have them on tape. Know this. Whenever there's a cloud hanging over your life, a cloud hanging over your ministry, that's indication that it's about to rain. So don't get disturbed about the cloud. The cloud and that thing not working, that's an indication it's about to rain. The cloud will pass. Illness and weakness will disappear. We shall lack no good thing, and life will become richer and fairer than we ever envisioned it before. If I can go back and look at some of the clouds that hung over water life, hung over ever increasing word ministry, but now I'm 4 jets beyond that. Did you get that? Now I'm 4 jets beyond that. Matter of fact, my Falcon 900, I have a duplication of it sitting on my desk. I think Dr. Farr bought it from me on both of my desks. Desk here in my home now. And then my desk at work. That Falcon remind me that God can do the impossible, because I wasn't able to do that. To leave it to God is a marvelous thing. When we do so in the right spirit and with understanding, when we know that this is remarkable statement actually means, and we can see clearly what takes place as we turn our lives and our affairs over into the keeping of the Supreme. Back to Mark, back to Proverbs 3. We can go also to Proverbs 4:20, attending to the word. Now here's what I want to get and understand of. We do not leave it all with God in the usual sense of that term. We do not cast our burdens upon the Lord with the thought that now there's nothing for us to do. We do not step aside and hope that God will attend to this. No, here's what I'm talking about. We do not step aside, nor do we entertain the belief for a moment that there's nothing more for us to do. Listen, I'm going to give you 2 more things. There will be more for us to do than ever before. And instead of stepping aside, we will go deeper and deeper into the work, the power, and the glory of all it all. And that's what I did. No, it's not a matter of enlisting a higher power to do everything for us. The true idea here is infinitely greater than that, that we trust in God, we get in there and not being afraid of the giant, not being afraid of obstacles, not being afraid of the cloud. Behind every giant, behind every, I don't know what you're going through now, but as your father and as your apostle, I can tell you really that there are going to be giants. There are going to be obstacles. There are going to be opposing views. There are going to be clouds. But out of all of them, out of the Red Sea, out of your brother selling you, and being sold as a slave, out of your husband dead, you don't know what you're going to do, but you're stuck to your mother-in-law, being in a position like Esther, we can go on and on. Moses standing for the Red Sea, David standing for Goliath, Nehemiah standing for a wall, you got to build him, how you're going to get built. It's just on and on and on. To let you know, as you're reading the Bible from now on, I want you to see that. There's obstacles, opposing views all over the Bible, but God brought him out. Paul and Silas in jail. Peter in jail. Now, let me conclude with this. Paul and Silas got out of jail by praise and worship. Peter got out of jail by prayer of the church. Angel went and got him. Why didn't John get out? The reason John didn't get out, he began to question, could God do it or was Jesus the one? Don't ever let your opposing or obstacles or wall get you to look into man and not trust in God. They are there for a reason. It's to build your faith, not to drop your faith. So, Father, now in the name of the Lord Jesus, you've connected these men and women, their vision, their ministries to me. I yield to you. I know I don't have the ability to do this, but the calling and the anointing you place on my life, I thank you for each one of them. I thank you for their health. I thank you for their wealth. I thank you that wisdom in this impartation, wisdom is flowing through them, and that their boldness, their courage, their confidence is built by the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will show them every move to make, and that you will give them discernment to recognize the enemy, and that they will have the ability to pull on the chief demon, the principality over that area. When they get that principality, they got that spirit of wickedness and root of darkness. They got to get that chief demon, that principality. They've got to find him, break his power. In the name of Jesus, I broke him over the arrow. Things about to happen in the arrow now, like that would before my ministry shift to a lot of places. And I'm thankful, and I release it now to all on the line in Jesus' name. Now, listen, also, I want you to know, I think Leroy sent you all the scripture about dressing. There in Psalm 29, first two verses, if you look at the Message Bible and the Passion Bible, I was in prayer about 45 minutes. I go down to the church and did not pray. And the Lord, I had prayed about their tires and stuff. I felt a pull on me to trying to get people to dress dignified and not go to the t-shirt and the little walk suit stuff. And so I almost stepped into it, I went back in prayer. So I'm letting the laity to a certain degree. You know, all great announcement, but I'm not even going to bother myself with it. But my staff and my ministry health workers and myself, from those voices, when you see it, it'll show you, because the idea, the concept I had for many years, but I never seen a translation so clear and so precise. God speak to me like that, I know what he's saying. So you all have a great month. And look at that giant. Look at that giant straight in the eye. You have what it takes to defeat the giant. God bless you.